Today we are going to learn, begin learning Oy Zayin in Kuntes Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel. We spoke about the fact that the Beis Rabbeinu has to be Dafke in America. And now the Rebbe is going to explain the significance of the actual shul of the Rebbe 770. Now, in Or 85, the Rebbe brings down that there used to be a minig. There were certain G'dayli Yisrael. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I could be, but if I'm not mistaken, one of them was the Munkacher Rebbe, was that he would learn Hayrois and Avodas Hashem even from the number train that he would be going on. And a train, a compartment, and a train number is a temporary thing. A house is obviously more kavua, it's more significant. But it goes to the yisoid of believing in Ashkocha Protis. That if the Eibishter set things up in a certain way, it's obviously for a very, very specific reason. And there's nothing by a Yid, or Bechfrat, a Nosi Ador, that's not mamish exact. Now the Rebbe points out, Benoisif Lazer, the Shul 770, it's fascinating that it's actually called by the address. Most places are called by the name of the shul. How many places do you know that it's world famous by the address of the shul? When you go, where are you going? I'm going to 770. Everyone knows, 770. You're not going to Ole Yosef Yitzchok Beis Agudas Chassidei Chabad or Yilomi, even though that, you know, the Rebbe wanted it should be on top of 770, Beis Agudas Chassidei Chabad, Ole Yosef Yitzchok, but no one calls it that way. It's called by the name, the address, which that itself shows that if the Yidden accepted it a certain way, that there is significance to the address of 770. So in this Ois, the Rebbe is going to speak about the connection between Rabbeinu, which he refers to the Friedrich Rebbe as his personal connection to the Inyonim of Moshiach, and then the house, the Beis Rabbeinu, the 770 aspect, how that's connected to Moshiach. Bechlal the Rebbe kochsech alat in Yosef Yitzchok, the name. There's a fascinating letter of the Rebbe, where the Rebbe says that we find that the Friedrich Rebbe is the eighth Nasi from the Baal Shem Tov, and the sixth Nasi from the Alter Rebbe. And the inyan of a Nasi is to bring about Gilui Shem Avaya in the world, Gilui Elikus in the world. And that's why Yosef and Yitzchok, one is six times Shem Avaya, the Gematria, and one is eight times Shem Avaya in the Gematria. Because the fact that he's the sixth Nasi and the eighth Nasi, bringing about Gilui Shem Avaya in the world, is expressed in his name. The Rebbe spends a lot of time discussing the heroes, the lessons, even in the name of the Friedrich Rebbe. And now we're going to start the Ois. V'yesh lehoisiv she'in ze merumetz gam b'shmoy, shal Beis Rabbeinu shebedereinu, even in the name of the Beis Rabbeinu of our generation. And the Rebbe points out in our 80, like the Alter Rebbe brings down in Shar Yichud ve'emuna, that a name is not stam, a chitzoinistic thing. Most people look at a name, well, I have to be able to call you and not your neighbor, so you have to have a name. But the name is not connected to your essence. But in Chassidus it's brought down that the shame shows on the etzem. And that's why parents, they give nevuah. When they give a name, there's a union of nevuah, because it's bringing out the essence of the person. So he says like this, Rabbeinu, the two names are merumas on the geula. You have Yosef, which we have a pasuk, which the pasuk tells us in Yeshaya, that when Mashiach comes, the Eibishter will once again stretch out his arm and gather us in from lost all over the world. And here again we see the union of Yosef, that the Eibishter will add and continue to do it. Where do we find Yitzchak? We have, it says, when Mashiach comes, Oz Yimolei Schoik Pinu. Then says you're not allowed to be memale simcha bizman hazeh, because we're in Golos. Only in the time of Mashiach we will be able to have shleimus simcha, like it says, Oz Yimalei Schoik Pinu, in the time of Mashiach, and what's going to happen? Schoik is connected to Simcha, and also Yitzchak, because Kol HaShemei Tzachak Li, and also the Gemara brings down, it's a famous Gemara, that when Mashiach comes, we're going to tell Yitzchak Ki Ata Avinu. Yitzchak is going to defend Klal Yisrael, that Hashem's going to want to punish Klal Yisrael, and Yitzchak is going to tell the Eivishter, come on, it's time to forgive Klal Yisrael, the famous Gemara, where he says, wait a minute, you know, the Yidin, you have to take off the times that they're sleeping, times that they're eating and drinking in the restroom, and how much time is there to be in Avedis, and even though that amount of time, you know, let's split it between us. I was Moiser Nefesh. Yitzchak is going to defend Klal Yisrael. So we're going to say, Oz Yimalei Yitzchak Pinu, we're going to tell Yitzchak Ki Ata Avinu. Now, once we're mentioning this, it's very important to mention the famous Sikha of Elul Tavshin Nun Aleph. I think it was Gimel Elul, or Yud Aleph Elul, where the Rebbe said that this that it says that we can be memalei simcha bizman hazeh because only oz yimalei schoik pinu, then in the time of Mashiach. So the Rebbe says oz is gematria 8. And the Friedrich Rebbe was the 8th Nasi of Chabad. He's the oz. And the Rebbe used the expression umahotshein the iskalos of Mashiach b'chol atoikif. We already have this inyan of Yisgalos of Mashiach, so therefore we reach the darg of Oz Yimalei, you reach the darg of Shleimus HaSimcha, connected with the Friedrich Rebbe, and obviously in our Rebbe. Now, we take a moment to digress, and where the Rebbe is talking about the names of the Friedrich Rebbe. The Rebbe's names, Menachem Mendel, which Mendel is really the same inyan as Menachem, that's the way it came out. Because the way I think it started was Menachem became a nickname of Manel, and then Mandel, and then Mendel, and then so Menachem and Mendel. Mendel is really a offshoot of the name Menachem, which the name Menachem connected with Mashiach is all over, even in the Gemara, because Menachem shows uncomfort, and the Gemara brings down the name Menachem as the names of Mashiach, and then, like the Rebbe says, Menachem v'gam Mendel. The whole union of Tzemach, Gematria, Menachem. So we don't have to go very far to see the way the name of our Rebbe, of Dera Shvi, is directly connected to the Geula. So that's the first part. That's the Rabbeinu part. But now we have to speak about the Beis Rabbeinu. Where do we see connection between the address, the physical address, the name of 770, and the connection to Geula Mashiach? And that we will, Mirtz Hashem, explain in the coming shir.